How often and what part does live bait play in your business?
Live bait, I use it. I like to start off with the artificials, and then if things get a little tough, we'll go to the live bait. You know, the standard night crawlers, if I can find them.
Right.
Soft shell crabs. That's a real good bait for bass.
Okay.
Leeches, when I can find them, and I've had good luck with them on some largemouth bass and walleye. Seem to have a field day with them.
And how about crawfish, crayfish? Are you, is that what you're calling soft shell crabs?
That's what I'm calling soft shell crabs.
Okay.
Yeah, crayfish. See different times of the season when they're soft. I seem to have
you're much better.
Better with them than when the shell hardens up.
Right. You know? Right. No, I know that. And you are a guide. You know, you have to put fish in the boat, so you have to do what it takes. And
right.
You haven't resorted to M80s or anything like that, have you?
What's that?
You haven't resorted to M80s.
No, I haven't had to do that yet.
Not yet.
Or electrofishing.
Electrofishing.
I'm in the old minnows, you know, fathead minnows, suckers.
Right. Yeah. Do you do any of that light rigging, Wayne? Have you? Is it necessary in any clear waters to use a couple split shot, you know, and 24 inches or 36 inches of fluorocarbon leaders with size 16 hooks? Have you gone down that low, or is it not necessary?
I haven't had to do that. The only time if I've not had to do that around here.
Right, because if the fish are pressured, you know, the line size has to go down, the sinkers get smaller, the hooks get smaller,
right.
It gets tougher.
Right.
Yeah.